Well, when was the last time somebody called you a saint? Was it when you helped them do something or you were there for them when, you know, they really needed them? Well, how about calling yourself a saint all the time? Yeah, you can. According to Addison Bevere, he's written a brand new book called Saints, Becoming More Than Christians. Good morning, Addison.
Good morning, Todd. How are you?
Doing good. Why does it sound a little arrogant to call ourselves a saint?
Oh, man, it sounds so bad when you put it like that. I mean, it sounds terrible. I'm sitting here cringing like, oh, and that's just because of what we think of when we think of a saint. We have a certain idea of what a saint is and what a saint isn't. And for most of us, it belongs in this realm that we don't belong to.
Hmm.
And that's, honestly, that's part of the reason why I love this message of saints. If you look at the early church, the church that was turning the world upside down, you'll find in the New Testament that the word Christian is used only three times to describe followers of Christ.
Hmm.
Twice in Acts, once in 1 Peter. But the word saint is used over 60 times to describe the early church. And these were the people, again, they were turning the world upside down. They were deconstructing the barriers that separate us, barriers of ethnicity, culture, socioeconomic status. They were creating a new idea, a new picture of what it means to be the people of God and what that means for our very real world today. And that's one of the profound things about saints, is that saints are people of the present. They're not these like goody two shoes people who we can't really relate to. They're people who are disruptive. They disrupt the status quo because they have a vision of what God is doing in the earth and what God is bringing all of this to. And they fight for that vision in practical, everyday way.
Hmm. Well, there's that picture of perfection when you say the word saint, that this person could do no wrong. But we know that's probably not the case, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah, no, the idea of saint as like this moral perfection, again, like that's really not what a saint is. A saint is someone who merges the world of what is and what will be. Saint is a person who's very much in tune with the heart of God and what that means for humanity. If you look at Paul, he was the one who primarily used the word saint. You have to ask, who was he writing to when he used this word? He was writing to Gentiles. He was writing to the people who didn't belong. He was writing to the marginalized. He was writing to the common or the quote-unquote unholy people. And he would say, to the saints in Corinth, to the saints in Rome, to the saints in Philippi. And otherwise, in other words, he was awakening them to this greater reality of what God has placed on them and placed in them. And the biblical idea of perfection isn't this checklist that you go through and you do this, do that, do that. It's not like that. It can't be confined to words. It's something that's understood through a process. And that Greek word teleos, which means perfection, it's a perfection, it's a maturation that only comes through a process. And saints understand that journey and they lean into the tension of that journey.
Hmm. Okay, now tell us, this is interesting, that God spoke to you to help you write this book through the book Green Eggs and Ham. What's going on?
Yeah, so I used to read that book all the time to my kids, and for the people who aren't familiar with the book, it's basically the story of Sam I Am, who's trying to convince this other man to try Green Eggs and Ham. I call him Grumpy because we don't know the man's name, and the whole book, Sam I Am just keeps saying, hey, you want to try Green Eggs and Ham? And he's like, no. And then Sam I Am continues to change the context. Like, so we try it with a mouse or in a house or on a train or in the rain. And Grumpy Old Man just keeps saying no. And after I had read this book to my kids for like, I don't know, the 50th time, God dropped something in my spirit. He said, I'm a lot like Sam I Am. I was like, that's strange. And then he showed me, no, I'm a lot like Sam I Am. And the fact that I had this wonderful gift of salvation that I continue to offer the world, that I continue to offer my church, my people. And you guys are like, no, I don't really want to taste and see. I don't want to dive into the fullness of what it means to be a follower of Christ, what it means to be fully alive, fully awake to what God is doing in this earth. And we settle for bits and pieces of salvation. And so he used that to show me, look, it's not just the world that's rejecting this idea of salvation, which was the Green Eggs and Ham. It's like, it's my people. Mm. They only want the bits and pieces that fall within their comfort zone. They're unwilling to lean into the tension and the beauty and the awe and the wonder of what it means to be the people of God today. And if you look at the predominant Western idea of what it means to be the people of God, there's so much of it attached to the afterlife, to what will be. It's like, we're just trying to get through this life. We're just trying to get through heaven, get to heaven one day. And God showed me, like, no, like, what we do now in this moment matters. And saints have an awareness that the moment matters. The enemy of our souls, he does everything he can to get us to believe that meaning happens in either the past or the future. He's terrified of us living in the present, because he knows that if we live in the present, if we're intimate with the needs of our world right now, we will, by the power of God's Spirit, bring heaven to earth. That every day is significant. That means there's no person who's out of reach. That means what I do day in and day out matters. And that's what it means to be a saint.
The book is called Saints Becoming More Than Christians. Go a little deeper in your Christian life this year. We've been speaking to the author, Addison Bevere. Thanks, Addison.
Thanks, Todd. God bless.